So I'd like to call this September 13th, 2019 meeting of the SCIRB, of the Spinal Cord Injury Research Board, to order. Remember that the SCIRB meetings are recorded, and the recording will be available on the Department of Health website in about 3 business days from this meeting, after this meeting. So we have an agenda for this meeting, and so we should try to be as efficient and clear as possible. Although in the past you should speak clearly into the closest microphone, because there is no microphone, you should simply speak clearly and perhaps a little more loudly than you normally speak, so that you can be heard over there in Albany. It will be picked up by this, but not by the usual loudspeaker system. We should try to speak one at a time. I know that's difficult, but we should all try to speak. We should let everybody speak. It shouldn't sound like the debate last night, the Democratic debate. We should limit side conversations and paper ruffling. And state your name before making or seconding a motion, so that the staff can register that. So now we need to ask everyone, board members and staff, to introduce themselves. Why don't we start in Albany? To board members, one board member.
Keith? Yeah, this is Keith Gerby, board member since 2012. Citizen.
Okay. All right. Can the rest of you? I see Andrea. I think I see Terry. Yeah.
Terry.
Yeah. So can you introduce yourselves? Introduce yourselves.
Okay. Terry Ancienzo. I'm with the DOH.
Okay. And Andrea. Right. Okay.
And Andrea.
Okay. This is turning out to okay. Over here on my right, can they see
me? Public. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
members of the public.
Oh, those are members of the public. Well, you don't have to. You can be anonymous. Okay. So now I'll ask other board members and staff here in New York to introduce themselves. So why don't we start here with
Tom Bryce.
Yeah.
Adam Stein,
Hofstra
School of Medicine at Hofstra Northwell.
Okay.
Gary Page, University of Rochester. Don Faber, Albert
Einstein. Don is the vice chair of the of SCIRB. I'm Lauren Mendel.
Vicki Derbyshire, Wadsworth Center, secretary to the board.
Carlene Van Patten, Wadsworth Center.
Jeanine Tush, Wadsworth Center.
Okay.
Bernice Grafstein, Weill Cornell Medical College.
Mickey Holder, Zuckerman Institute for Mind, Brain, and Behavior at Columbia University.
Okay. So thanks, everyone, for taking the time to be here today. Board members should have received today's exhibits to be discussed. Our agenda includes several important items. Two major issues that we're going to discuss. One is the annual report, which you have, and most importantly, we'll review future requests for applications, particularly for the postdocs. Oh, there's Nancy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Yay, it worked.
Sorry not to be there in person, but I'm so happy the system has changed so I
can
participate this way.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for meeting and taking time off from whatever you're doing in California to be with us. We really appreciate that. And hopefully you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear, Nancy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'd love it if I could make you guys a little bit louder.
Yeah, we have a problem here that we don't have the usual microphones and speakers, and so things are going to be a little softer. Okay.
Do I sound loud enough to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I don't even really need to change it. I'm fine with you.
Okay. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is to consider the minutes from the meeting of January 25, 2019, the last time we met. Are there any comments or omissions or things you would like to see in the minutes or not see in the minutes?
It's delightfully concise.
Okay. I didn't hear what she said.
Yeah. Everything looked good.
Okay, she said it looked good. Thank you. All right.
Mind me asking who is in the room just so that I'm aware of all the members of the group.
So Tom Bryce, Adam Stein, Gary Page, Don Faber,
Vicky
Derbyshire, Lauren Mendel, Carlene Van Patten, Janine Touche, Bernice Grafstein, and Michael Goldberg. Okay.
Okay.
And in Albany, we have Keith Gergi and Andrea, Terry, Brian, and Farah.
Okay. So it's the usual cast of characters.
Great.
Okay. So. So can I have a motion, if there's no discussion of the minutes, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, Tom, and the second from Bernice. Okay, I don't think there's any discussion necessary, so we will have a roll call vote. So as you remember, everybody has to vote by name, and so we will do this as usual. I'll call on people. So the motion is to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Nancy, do you approve?
I approve.
Good. And Keith?
Yes.
Good. Tom?
Adam, yes.
Yeah.
Adam, yes.
Gary, yes.
Don, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Bernice, yes.
Mickey, yes.
Okay, so the minutes are unanimously approved. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the annual report, which you have here. Do they have tabs like we do? Did you get this?
They.
Yeah, sorry, tabs.
You got tabs. Okay, so the annual report is Exhibit 2.
Yeah.
And is in, at least in my book, is in Tab 2. So this is a voluminous report, which I have to compliment the staff on, because what they were able to do was to actually give synopses of all the individual research programs that are going on around the state that are supported by SCRB. In addition, they have an introduction, a organization of SCRB, the membership, how we operate, our major activities, as well as the individual grants. So when you think about the fact that this will be presented to the Department of Health, I guess, this goes to the Department of Health.
Yes, but then it goes to the legislature.
And then it goes to the legislature. So this is really the evidence that we present to the people that support us, that fund this program, that in fact lots of things, important things, valuable things are going on. So in that context, are there any comments that people have with regard to this? I don't hear very much. Okay. Well, I'd like to
So this is, I tried to read through the whole thing. I just wanted to make a note that I think it's page 18. There was talks about research done by a research foundation in CUNY, and I guess they put clinical trials up on clinicaltrials.gov, which obviously is the point of what we're doing. So kudos to them. That's page 18, appendix 2, exhibit 2.
Okay, so what does he want us to do?
I think he said it's good.
Yeah.
I think he said.
So are you suggesting then that the fact that there are now clinical trials going on as a result of SCRB funding is something that maybe we should feature a little more in the annual report?
It was just an observation, and I think it just points to success. And Yeah, let's keep doing what we're doing.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent. So I don't know whether I didn't look see that particular point.
The study is deposited on the website.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is that the only clinical trial at this point that is in the that we have? In
we didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So if there were more, I think that should be featured. And in fact, it might be worthwhile, in my view, having a list of clinical trials if, in fact, those are going on. I can say that when I was on the Reeve Foundation, one of the things they were proudest of was the fact that there were two or three of the projects in the Reeve, it doesn't exist anymore, but in the Reeve program that I was in, that there were three or maybe even four that were in clinical trials. And that was viewed as extremely important. And I think we should do the same thing, because that's what I think people really want to see. Yes, there's a lot of basic research going on, but this basic research is potentially really leading to something that will benefit, people who are afflicted with spinal cord injuries. So I think, you know, the staff ought to make an effort to try to find those and to feature them.
Highlight them.
Highlight them, yeah. Well, highlight them, but I think if possible, if there's more than one, to put them in a list them in a
highlight
separate
them.
Section.
Yeah.
Yeah, to highlight them.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? So, okay. The other point that I noticed in going around this, reading sort of generally through it, is that there are really virtually all of the centers, many of the centers, maybe not all, but many of the centers around the state have received funding from this. And I think that would be worth mentioning, because the legislators, I think, would be interested in that. That will come up in another context, I think, when we discuss the...
So can I just ask a question, Andrea? So I think what Lorne is asking is that we go through, and if there are any other, or even if there aren't any other, that we put a sentence or paragraph in the beginning saying about the clinical trials, and also that we put a statement as to how many different institutions, I would say how many different institutions and different PIs.
Yeah. Just to get an idea of the breadth.
Have been funded.
Yeah.
So when we do the motion, should we do the motion to say that I approve with the two additions that we have discussed with the staff?
Right.
Is that okay?
Right.
Is that the right way
reasonable.
To do it? Okay,
yeah.
So that then we have the authority to do it.
Right.
So if there was anything else you wanted?
Any other comments about the annual report? All right,
Can I just ask, is it worth pointing out, either pro or con, how many of these people have been on board with that SCR for how long?
You mean of this group?
No, the awardees.
Almost none. So that's a problem which I'm going to bring up right here. One of the problems we have is that if you have SCRB funding, if you are on the board, you cannot have SCRB funding. And that, in my view, has been a real problem, because there are several of us, and I'm probably me the most, who have been on this board for a long, long time, and it will be very difficult to replace us given the constraints, namely that they have to be residents of New York State and they can't accept funding. So who among the spinal cord researchers would want to be on this board if they can't accept funding? I mean, in my case, it didn't matter very much because I had funding from other places, and I was sort of nearing the end of my career.
And nobody in your lab is allowed to have funding either?
I don't think so.
So was that what you were asking, Bernice?
Right. Yeah.
She said something about how long people have been on board. I didn't understand what you were asking.
Yeah.
I guess it cuts both ways. On the one hand, if there are people who had long-term funding, it would mean that they have had very successful
productive careers or relationships. On the other hand, it would suggest that we're not getting enough new people. So I don't know which. Anyway, it's as you say, it's not an issue.
That's a different issue. It is bringing lots of young. We are funding lots of young people. That's no question about that. And we're bringing in people. I mean, we are funding the usual suspects, but in addition, we're funding people that, let's say, physical therapy people who are not the typical neuroscientists that most of the people here would believe are sort of the usual suspects for this kind of funding. So the physical therapist, we are funding engineers. We are funding lots of different disciplines, and maybe that's something else that could be brought out in this. I know we're expanding it, probably not what you were looking for, but on the other hand, I think the idea that we sort of say what the reach of this program is would be something that would be very worthwhile. Mickey, you were getting ready to make
a
comment.
I really have two comments. The first is the report is really well written.
Yes.
And I think the people who wrote it need to be congratulated.
Well, those are, these are the people that are sitting up here and I guess left. Andrea.
And, the
and maybe Terry also.
Is, I think it's a good idea that board members can be funded. My research is 4 inches away from the top.
Well, that's one of the things that made you very attractive to recruit.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean you're a knowledgeable guy. You know generally this kind of field, and yet you're not. You've got plenty of other funding. You've been very successful in other ways.
Yeah, so you should be able to find, state patriotic people who would be willing to spend a couple of days a year.
I mean, Gary's another one. I mean, you're sort of in it. You were sort of not in the field, really. And I don't know, Tom, exactly what you.
We had an issue before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've tried very hard, and also to get people whose lab activities are beginning to diminish, who still know the field, but. If anybody knows, if anybody can think of an appropriate person to do it, there are people that have been doing this for a long time, and it is an effort, and so we really should be getting other people to come in and do their patriotic duty. The way I look at it is,
so
I'm supporting my colleagues. Yeah.
We're excited about expanding the scope of people that come to you. The moment you expand, the less likely you're going to find even more so. People to come on here, but can we not go out of state? Is that against?
No, we can't.
Can you go out of state?
Wait, hold on a second about the out of state. Why cannot we go out of state? Is it a law or a regulation? Because, for example, the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine specifically takes people from out of state, like from New York and other states, because then it eliminates, one of the reasons is that they want the best people, but it also eliminates the
conflict.
Addressing, which is the ability to get enough people.
Yeah.
We can even get folks from New Jersey.
You're right, Nancy. Yeah.
Take it back. We'll have to take that back because I can't remember with each of the boards where the description of the board members lies. I know, for example, that the Breast Cancer Research Board, it's in statute, but we'll have to take that back and get the answer.
The Breast Cancer Board does what?
The makeup of the board on the Breast Cancer Board is in the statute.
That it be New Yorkers.
That it be New Yorkers, and it's incredibly precise as to who and what those New Yorkers are and where they live. But I can't remember where the restrictions on the board members in NYSTEM and SCERB is right now. But we'll take it back.
So we should review that.
I don't recall, but I'm pretty certain that it is not in the SCERB statute. Could be wrong. Maybe it's in regulations, maybe that's something that's more easily adjusted.
Well, I think we should look at that.
We will.
We're employees of New York State, are we not?
No.
No? I thought that was why I have this.
No, it's...
That declaration of income.
It's because you're acting as a public officer.
Yes.
Let's not get started on that.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we'll take that back.
Well, I think these are big things that really need to be solved, namely the turnover of the board and what the rules are. I always assumed it was related that it was a New York, that you had to be a New York State resident in order to be on this board, and everybody here is a New York State resident. We did have Christian Ragnarsson. He was considered to be a New York State resident, even though he spends some of his time in Arizona now.
Yeah. That was my recollection, but yeah. I think we'll... I don't see Jonathan Carmel in the room, so we'll take that back. Right, Andrea?
Yes, you can take that back.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure what's being taken back, but...
We're going to go back, and we're going to find out
Right.
Where it says that board members can't accept funds,
right.
And where it says that board members have to be New York State residents,
right.
And how that can or can't
That's
be addressed.
That's how it was originally presented to me when I went on the board.
That's my recollection,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't know where.
All right.
Are we ready to?
Yeah. Well, so I'd like to second what Mickey said about the writing of this. It's an important document. And I think you've done a very good job, those of you collectively who
Don't
worked
look
on
at
it.
Me.
Well, I'll look at you. I'll look over here, too,
okay.
And over there. And with these alterations, I think it will make an even more effective document, where the major, you know, some of the major things should be out. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. All right. With that in mind, if you're ready, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept... to approve this report
with
those provisos that we talked about. And this will be sent to the Commissioner of Health for approval, and then it will be provided to the governor and legislative leaders.
Yep.
Okay.
So move.
Okay, Don Faber, so move. And Mickey, all right, or well, anyway,
which,
doesn't matter.
Tell me which one, Mickey?
Okay, his hand went up, but I may have heard Bernice, but okay. They can fight it over it. All right. So now what I'd like to do then is to call for a vote, and we'll start again in Albany.
Yes.
Yeah, Nancy?
Yes.
Good. Tom?
Tom, yes.
Yeah.
Adam, yes.
Yes.
Harry, yes.
Don, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Bernice, yes.
Mickey, yes.
Okay. So we've approved the annual report with
Excellent.
The provisos that we talked about.
Yep.
And again, congratulations
it.
To the group. Very helpful. All right. So now I'd like to have a motion to move into executive session for the purpose of discussing future RFAs. So do we have to go through the whole business again with the
yep.
roll call vote? So can I have a motion to go into executive session, please? Yeah, okay, Adam, and a second. Okay, Mickey. All right, I'm afraid we have to go around again. Eventually, I should know all your names as a result of this. Okay, Keith, into executive
yes.
session, yes. Nancy?
Yes.
Yes, good, thank you.
Tom, yes.
Adam, yes. Mary, yes.
John, yes.
And forevermore.
Lauren, yes.
Bernice, yes.
Mickey, yes.
Okay. All right, so now we're in executive session. Do we turn off all the microphones or whatever?
We can
we're
let
okay.
it go. We'll cut it.
Okay. All right, so...
But the members of the public have to...
Members of the public have to leave now, right. So thank you.
Tom,
yes. Okay, you guys.
Darren, yes.
Don, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Bernice, yes.
Mickey, yes.
Okay. So we're out of executive session.
We need the public.
Eh?
It's the public.
Yeah, we have to let the public in. And we've adjourned to just executive. Okay. So here we go.
Okay, as far, is somebody going to ask the...
Brian just went to see if Harriet's out there.
Okay, thank you.
Who is she?
The member of the public that was
I
there.
I know that, but do we know who she is?
She was a lawyer, and she has a close friend who was a spinal cord individual.
So here he comes, and is somebody with him?
She's not out there.
All right. So I guess, thank you, Brian. So unless there's any other things to discuss, I can call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I have the motion.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Of course.
All right, Gary, all right. Let's see, let's start again. Nancy, are you in favor of your motion?
Yes, and I want to commend everyone for getting done 1 hour early today.
All right. Well, okay, that's good. Thank you. Keith?
Yes.
Okay.
Tom, yes.
Adam, yes. Gary, yes.
Don, yes.
What's my name? Lauren, yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody, for participating. And we will meet again in about 4 months, I think. October, November, yeah, somewhere in about 4 months, where we will have parts and ideas and the translational, where we'll really be giving out significant awards. And perhaps, hopefully, we will have reached closure on what we discussed today. So that's it. Thank you. This is what we use, which is the...